Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant. We should edit that out.
I don't understand the logic of Chris Manzo saying, can we get an inmate co-host? But he's dead set against meeting the catfish. He's freaking out on people in bars, okay? But you want an inmate co-host?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
Teeth's not exactly that long. Like, it's not like it was like a teepididymus.
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Do we know the good shit? We absolutely do.
I mean, you never leave a slaughterhouse protest feeling like you got what you wanted because, you know, they're still going to be murdered.
Chris Manzo 8, Venmo.
There were daddy conversations, there were mommy conversations.
This was a mistake.
Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
What's up, everybody? We are back. I feel like I'm saying what's up weird.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
There
we are
go.
Back. Dear Albie, I'm a little concerned. We were going to do a mailbag episode, but Chris said he had some kind of surprise for me. He
is
had an idea.
Is that your good morning, Vietnam? What's up, everybody? Is that your, like...
We talked about
like,
this.
Do you, like, get, like, hyped to say it?
I don't know. I don't. I wish I had something else. I mean, what do you think?
I don't know, but...
You know?
I don't know about that.
Hey, everyone. Like, nobody can write back. I mean, I kind of feel like it's very, like, what's up? What's up is a question that, you know, really deserves an answer. Hey is just kind of, hey, back. I feel like maybe I'll just work with that from now on. But anyway, we are back. Dear Albie, we have a mailbag episode. And then again, Chris, you said you had some kind of idea. I don't know.
Well.
Should I be concerned?
No, because you'll probably like it. But I do get one question from not even just strangers, but a lot of people will ask me questions sometimes. And they'll say, hey, Al's Instagram. And it's not really a question. They just say that every now and again. Just like a complete stranger. Like, hey, love the show, blah, blah. Also, what's up with your brother's Instagram?
What does that mean? I think I have a great Instagram.
Well, that's what we're going to go over today. We're going to determine that.
Well, I'm trying to understand what context. The pictures are the problem?
Right. So right now I'm looking at a building.
Yes.
Right on your Instagram. It's a building. It's a beautiful picture. No one will dispute that. And the caption is, shame on me for changing? No, no, no. Shame on you for staying the same.
Yeah, that's probably thrown up. During the week, I typically get I like to listen to some music, get a little deep. I do my thinking, my best thinking during the week. At
but
night.
Why? Like,
that's
do
a Janae
you,
song.
Do you pull a? Do you pull a caption? I'm sorry. Do you like pull a caption and match it with a picture, or do you see that building and you're like, you know what?
No.
I didn't fucking change. You stayed the same.
Sometimes, you know, I'll tell you the truth. Okay, there's a couple things that go into it. Sometimes there are things that happen to me personally that I'm like, oh, hey, I want to remember this. And, you know, like I am definitely guilty of the occasional subcaption, like the subtweet almost, you know what I mean? Like referencing things. But I'll have a lot of really great pictures in my drafts that I haven't posted because it's just like I take them and then I just kind of keep them moving. And lately I've been worried about a couple of things. I post a lot of marquee stuff. Because most of my pictures are of Marky. Like, she's pretty much all I take pictures and videos of. And it's very, very fun and funny. And people seem to like that stuff. But I feel like it's weird just having a bunch of pictures of my niece and nothing else.
I feel like you're battle rapping right now. You're talking very
No,
fast.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to
oh, Nando's
get an answer.
Here. What's
Nando's
up?
Here, too. What's up? So, like, I try and get through, you know, I don't want to have a bunch of pictures of Marky back to back to back, number one. And number two, I do this thing on Fridays, which is I post an embarrassing picture of some member of my family. And that seems to be going over well. So, you know, every once in a while when I don't post too much, it's like either a bunch of pictures of Marky or a bunch of really embarrassing pictures of my family, which, granted, would probably go over really well with everybody because I guess maybe I'm weirding people out with the other stuff. But, yeah, man, I just think I like it. It's my page.
You don't have to apologize for it.
Come on, man.
Be
I like
you.
It.
All right, so now I got a picture of it appears to be the lower level of the George Washington Bridge with – a mysterious island on one side. I'm assuming that's Manhattan.
Mm.
And Hoboken, the other one. And the caption is, the past ain't been that friendly to you. There's magic in that.
That's a black song.
No, it's not.
Black. You know, he's a singer.
All right. I'm not asking for your inspiration. Oh, I guess I am asking that.
Meaning,
I'm asking what's the point of that caption with this picture.
Okay, got it. Okay. So when that happens, all right, there were a couple of things that went into that. Number one, I thought it was a beautiful picture. One of the better ones I think I've ever taken. But the whole thought process behind it is when things go shitty in life, that's really when the opportunity to make new things happen exists. So there's magic in that. Somebody was complaining to me that day. I think it was somebody that was, I don't want to get too deep into it. Somebody would basically had gone through a lot of stuff in their life and basically was not, it was kind of like the weight that they were giving it as an excuse to not.
So is that kind of like when a baseball player hits 3 home runs for a sick kid? Like someone was having a rough day and you're like, this caption's for you.
That's happened before. Like, but a lot of it is for me to remember too. Cause I look at Instagram as almost like a photo diary of sorts. Like, okay. I like it.
So now this is the last one. Then we'll get into the mailbag. We have a beach. And there's a sky. I don't really know where this is. It looks maybe like Florida. And you say, only if you love me. Only if you love me like a stand.
That's a black song again. That's a really good. Do you have that album?
No,
it's
downright like,
beautiful. It's a
I don't
song.
Like that music. Like I don't
he references stand. It's not like that. He's like it's a lot more R&B, almost Drake-ish, but like it's a lot more. I had gone away basically by myself on vacation.
Where'd you go?
I went to Florida for a couple of days. I had to clear my head, Nando. My head.
Sit on the beach.
Stare into the ocean. Certain things, like, there are some good things that happened in my life recently. And I said to myself, there are certain people that aren't around anymore. Like, you know, family, friends, whatever it is. And I said, so that song's kind of all about, like, you know, the term stan is you're obsessed with somebody. So, like, if we're not obsessed with each other, then why, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta stick it out with each other, kind of a thing. Thick and thin. You know, yeah. And I was there by myself, so I was like, I'm here by myself because of this reason. I wasn't initially supposed to be.
We have two mailbag questions. We have two
mailbag questions. Took me a second.
I'm just saying, it's for me. It's a me thing. It is a for me thing.
We have two mailbag questions that are eerily similar, and I'll just read one of them, and I guess I'll just say both names because that's probably the fun part of the mailbag episode, right? Samantha. I don't know that she asked for her full name. I just read her email. Don't add her on anything. Albie and Chris, I love the podcast. My all-time favorite Real Housewives scene is when Chris spoke an Cajun accent and Albie got frustrated with it. My mother was Cajun and my husband had the hardest time understanding him and would beg for me not to leave him alone at family gatherings. Then somebody...
It's actually pretty funny.
Somebody also said, this is Taylor. Hey, I always loved your Cajun alter ego on the show. I think you should do a podcast episode where you talk in that voice the entire time, seriously. That's probably the thing that we did on the show, or I did on the show, I should say, that I didn't think would have any legs at all, that Andy lived so much longer than I thought it would. So remember Swamp People? The show Swamp People?
Yeah,
it's still out there.
Is it? I love that show when it came out. It became a little redundant. It just became guys
same thing.
Hitting an alligator, yeah, and dropping it in a boat. Mm-hmm. It came redundant, but the first season I was all about it because they all talk like this, right? And I thought it was the craziest thing in the world. But I kind of talked to my mom that way, like I always have.
Really?
Not that way though. Just like, you know, I was like, "Mom, what are you doing?" You know, like we talk like that. Like when I was a kid, you know. And then I was watching the show, and I was like, "Mom, these guys kind of talk like us when we're joking." Like, you know, "Mom, what are you doing?" And then they go, "Oh, quit that, alligator." And we just talked about that like on camera, but it was weird. The weirdest part about the Cajun voice is we were on Bravo talking about History Channel. And I'm assuming they never put the Swamp People references on there, but that was born on Bravo because of the History Channel, because I was in the kitchen talking about my new favorite show on Bravo. I was talking about the new show that I was obsessed with.
Yeah, you're promoting.
On Bravo. Yeah. And it really took off in a big way.
I got to be honest with you. That and
why did that bother you so much?
What, the
Cajun thing?
It didn't. No. I don't think it bothered me. I just don't. I'm with you. Like, people really reacted to that and the ham thing. And to the point where people started throwing cold cuts at us in public.
Nando, you know about the ham game?
You know what? This is. So, I don't. Like, I heard you
reference on an older podcast about, you know, I'm not just going to start throwing ham at you.
Right.
And I thought that was just like a thing.
So growing up.
You said. I didn't know it was like a reference.
No, growing up, way before TV, Al always, like if he had a girl over or whatever, he always acted like real cool, like the older brother kind of thing.
Yeah.
So my sister and I created this game called the Ham Game, where if he was with a girl or trying to be cool or whatever, we would walk up to them while they were watching a movie or whatever and just throw ham at his face.
And obviously,
that's like when we crashed your date.
Much like that.
We didn't throw food, but we like just showed up at the restaurant.
Yeah, not much different than that.
That was funny.
And we would hit him with ham. And then it evolved into the ham game where if you hit somebody and it stuck, you know, for like half a second before it fell, like you, you have to hit them. You have to make skin contact. Like, you have to make a slapping noise. They got to kick you in the ass. That was the rule.
Really?
If they made a slapping noise, you got a swift kick in the ass. That was the ham game rule. We brought that game to TV, and it was that was probably the most popular thing we've ever done, I would think, right?
I mean, I had
a ham game app, actual app developer reaching out to me. That was the first Housewives deal endorsement thing I've ever gotten. Was like a 6 month back and forth with this app developer. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to tell everybody now because
it's
old news now. We were to create the ham game revolution. It was a game. It was a first-person shooter game where you fling ham at people.
Really?
I had demands of how this game had to go. I wanted full creative control over it, and this is why it didn't work out, because I was 19 years old, and I wanted full control over something that was going to cost upwards to $150,000 to
somebody
create.
Else's money to throw ham.
And by the way, this is when apps were like still ham. A shot. Like, we don't know that apps are going to work yet. Like, apps were still pretty new.
Did they come to you?
Yeah.
Oh, so then, okay.
So yeah. I wanted a first-person shooter game called the Ham Game where you go back in time and you have to save who else, but all different famous ham people. So Abraham Lincoln, Alexander Hamilton, there was a bunch more people, but you had to go back in time and save them all. And the only way to do it was by using weapons that are made of ham. So ham grenades and things of that nature. So
that's really good.
It's so good. So that never worked out because of the utter ridiculousness of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think the guy just gave up.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet you if he knew that Plants vs. Zombies and Candy Crush were going to become as big as they were, he'd be like, this idea isn't that ridiculous. I just wanted to create a ham grenade. That was going to be the big thing, like a big ham, like a Christmas ham. Well, you throw it, literally, and it blows up into slices.
It's an app of puns. Like, there's nothing about that that Chris isn't going to like.
Yeah. I had so many more, though. I don't remember them now, but I had so many ham. I had a notebook just full of these ridiculous pork references.
But people really, really jumped on it. Like, we would do interviews. I think we were at, like, I forget where we were. It was somewhere, I think it was Sirius Radio. Jenny McCarthy threw ham at us in the middle of an interview. There were, like, a
that
lot
happened?
Of, that happened.
Imagine that.
And, like, a lot of things like that went on that were, like, I was kind of shocked at, you know, how people reacted to it. But that was, I guess, that and the Cajun voice, I never understood why people liked as much as they did. But hey, you know.
You still play the game?
No. We moved out, and then when you start buying your own ham, you realize why my mom got so upset at the ham game.
Wait, Al, did you really get mad about the Cajun voice, though? That sounded like that was
I was never mad about it.
I think he was just confused as to why my mom was so entertained by it.
Gotcha.
I thought, like, mom and Chris have that thing, though. Like, there's literally, like, nothing. It's funny, because, like, it's similar to the relationship me and my dad have, where, like, I'll say something that nobody will think is funny but my dad. Chris will say things that, like, him and my mother laugh at, and I guess everybody else thinks it's funny, too, but, like,
what I was gonna say, the difference is other people laugh.
Me and my dad will look at each other and be like, what?
My dad and Al have this weird, like, they don't have to speak, but they get what they're saying thing. But, like, the joke will be so, like joke. You know what I mean? It'll be like, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't have an example right now. But my dad will laugh at anything Al says and vice versa. My mom and I mean, we'll take it to huge extremes where other people wouldn't laugh either. But they're just, like, these really dumb jokes that to us are really, really funny. Millie Thomas wrote in an email from Australia. This podcast is in Australia?
You can get anywhere, right?
I don't know.
Just download it off iTunes.
Nice. See, I thought that forever.
Or Google Play.
But, like, you know, Netflix is different in other places.
We trended it. I got an email on this. We trended in Ireland.
What's
we were one of the top podcasts in Ireland.
No way.
Yeah, true story.
Cool. Top of the morning to everybody in Ireland.
Yeah.
I want to go to Ireland one day.
Yeah, never been.
Never been. Nope. Okay. Millie Thomas from Australia. My question is of great importance. May I just say that that's already like the coolest thing I've ever been written.
I hope this is written in calligraphy.
Like that, right? That is something that I think prior to today was only read by a candlelight.
Like on parchment.
So my question is of great importance. What is the deal with the level of toilet water in your country's toilets? I visited your
That's
country
also in calligraphy.
in your outhouse. I visited your country recently and was blown away with how much water was in your toilet bowls. I really feel like I'm talking to someone, corresponding with someone from a different time. So, sorry, I'm going to start all over. What's the deal with the level of toilet water in your country's toilets? I visited your country recently and was blown away with how much water was in your toilet bowls. Do you Americans have some kind of special skill set so the water doesn't splash with your freckle?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
When you poop. Do you teach this, or is it an innate skill your people are born with?
Do you teach this?
I'm really interested in your responses. I feel that my "what the fuck is that word" is preventing me from visiting your beautiful country.
What's
again.
What's the word?
T-O-U-A-L-E-T-E-H. Toilet hydrophobia?
It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's like, that's not, what was that, ogle? It's not that.
You're afraid of toilets.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like arachnophobia. Right?
Well, Millie. I mean, I have a friend that's actually in Australia right now. He's there for like a just, you know, how people just go there.
I mean, is there just not a lot of water in Australian toilets? Can we look that up?
Is that the only country, by the way? Stuff, right? Well, it's also a country built on inmates. So they probably are used to the prison toilet system.
Yeah, but I mean, that was like centuries ago.
Yeah, but these things trickle down. You know, they might be a little bit behind.
So, I mean, you know what? Don't, like, they have, like, snakes and stuff in the toilet?
Well, I have a side question about Australia. Why is that the country that Americans just go to?
If I had to pick a country to move to,
for, like, 6 months.
If I had to pick a country to, like, move to, it'd probably be Australia.
But what the fuck are people doing if they could go somewhere for 6 months?
Well, that, number one. But number two, for me, anyway, it just seems to be the most, like, similar to America in that they're speaking English. You know, it seems like, you know, and they got kangaroos. Well,
they sound like we're a little more different than you think.
I don't mess with snakes, and I don't mess with spiders.
My question would be not so much, Millie, I wouldn't worry that much about the water in our toilets as much as the bowel movements that you have, that they're so violent that you're causing water to come back and spit at you.
It's like that scene in Deep Impact.
I also don't know where you went. Like, you know, maybe she went somewhere, I don't know, maybe you went somewhere with high water pressure. I have no idea. Like, maybe that was a hotel problem. You know, no, that's all. I read the entire email. So I don't know where she went and visited. But, you know, that could be a specific hotel thing, unless it was everywhere she went. But again, I have a buddy who's in Australia right now just doing that thing that people do when they go to Australia. They just go there and take cool pictures for 6 months. I'm going to ask if the toilet situation's any different.
Toilets really, I'm surprised, haven't, like, fully evolved any more than they have.
They clean your asshole if you press a button. I don't know what else you want from a toilet bowl out. Not all of them.
I mean, not the ones we have.
I mean, but you go to Las Vegas and you go to a nice hotel, that thing cleans
your butthole. I've never experienced a toilet cleaning.
I've never pressed a button, but it's been available to me.
Okay. Would you still wipe afterwards?
I've been in toilets that you wouldn't think this is important, but it's pretty cool. They're just like heated, like inside.
Not the seat.
No, the seat too, but like the whole thing just feels like it's like heated. Then there's another one. You ever see the ones where the paper wraps up on the around the seat?
Yeah.
For you
hit the button. So,
you
yeah,
press
that's
a button
good.
And like the plastic, like you know how they give you that weird insert, like that wax paper insert.
It's like just there.
No
you hit
more.
A button, yeah.
Now you hit a button and it comes on for you.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So yeah. What I'm saying is, I feel like the toilet has reached peak evolution.
Peak evolution.
I mean, what else is there?
I mean, I just think there...
Once it cleans your butt for you, I don't know where do you go from there.
I just would like to see, like, what a first-class toilet, like, looks like. Somebody that really... Let's get Elon Musk to make a toilet.
All right. Like, yeah. You know? Who do you think has the best toilet in America?
What do you mean?
Who do you think... Oh, we should probably reference... This is not a typical
like a
Dear Abby. We have no Dear Abby questions to go off of today. We're completely breaking off of the theme, which this morning... We all agreed we would stop doing.
Yes, we did say that. We said we were going to get more organized. And we have guests that have wanted to come on. Right?
No, they don't even speak. They won't even use their voices because they're so ashamed of this product.
You know what's amazing?
Right in front of me, nodding their heads no, as just a, I'm not doing this. I'm not playing your game. Thank you for your paycheck, sir.
It's amazing because we're literally like, we've got people, really, really famous people that actually want to come on and do this show that we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to put you on the schedule. There's not a schedule. At all, and it's
who's
a problem.
Who's a really famous person that wants to do the show?
You'll see when they do
who's
the show.
Who's a really famous person?
You'll see. You'll
know.
Be excited.
All right. exes on Instagram from Laura. Or anytime I see Laura, to me it's Laura. Mm-hmm. I just met one person named Laura that demanded to be pronounced Laura, and it was just so cool, like the way it rolls off the tongue.
That is nice. Fun.
Laura. Anywho. Dear Albie, do you think it's appropriate for someone you had an on-again, off-again relationship with to continue putting flirtatious comments on every Instagram post? I haven't unfollowed him because he was married up until this summer.
Jeez.
Once his marriage... Well, I have questions way before this now. Because he was married up until over the summer. Once his marriage was over, he started to reach out, and it's very awkward. I tried to let him know that I have no interest at this point in my life, but he just doesn't seem to forget it. From a male perspective, how do I tell him to leave me the hell alone without sounding like such a conceited bitch? Thanks, Laura from Bel Air, Maryland. I could have just stopped at Bel Air. I would have been like, whoa.
I personally think for Laura, I got to tell you the truth.
Get Uncle Phil on the case. He's a judge.
I don't think she should have to worry about... I don't think she should have to worry about sounding like a conceited bitch, as she says it, if she's really not interested and all that other stuff.
I think she's interested.
It's like anything else. You just tell him you're not.
And, from the email that I just read.
However you say it is not any of his business. It is 100% your right to just turn the guy down.
She sounds interested from that email because she's like on again, off again. And then she mentioned he was married. So when was the on again, off again?
Well, it's 6 months ago. I mean, you're talking about the summer.
What?
She said it the end of the summer was the last time they spoke. And now he's commenting again.
Yeah, but so they were speaking when he was married.
Well, whatever they were doing. So My point is, she said that she's not interested. You know what I mean? And he's like being flirtatious instead of that. And she's worried about letting him down easy. I don't think she has to do that. I think she just lets him. If what you really want, to Chris's point, unless you don't want to do that and you want to keep the option open, which, you know, is a different story. But I suppose if you're really not interested, what do you care? What do you think?
This is a very funny email. I love this one. Albie, would you pretty please post a photo of you wearing a cowboy hat? Please and thank you.
Wow.
That's the whole email. That's it.
I would have to find, I don't even know if that exists.
You ever watch the Family Guy mailbag episode?
No.
When there's a scene, it's one of my favorite things ever, where Brian opens an email and he goes, you can tell it's real. That's the best part. He goes, hey, and he reads the name and the address, everything. And he goes, we got your letter of make the baby go crazy, and we don't really know what to do with it. that was exactly our version of make the baby go crazy. He goes, hey, Al from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. We got your email, and we don't know.
Yep.
So
we'll think it over.
Please, no, you should do that.
Yeah,
you should post a picture of you in a cowboy.
Yeah, I think that'd be a nice inside joke.
Just caption as requested.
Or put some nonsensical lyrics underneath it.
Yeah,
you gotta look around.
Save a horse.
From when we went to Austin, I think there's got to be a cowboy hat picture too. I don't think.
We could find a cowboy hat pretty easily, I'm sure, right?
I feel like we're gonna have one because you don't just wear a cowboy hat around Hoboken. That's weird. We were in Texas. There's got to be a hat picture. There's no way we didn't do that. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact we did. I just cut myself out of it for a Friday post with Chris on it.
Did this person? I guess you guys will find out after I read it. But this person did the PS before the Dear Albie. Can you just make sure I'm reading that correctly?
So it's prescript?
Yeah. Well, it looks like there's an email really quick, and then she writes the question. So it's a postscript to her quick little thing up
top.
So
it's like a prequel.
Yeah, prescript. There you go.
So what do I read first? The Dear Albie one?
Well, I don't think you have to read the top part because she's asking you to use a different name.
Oh.
That's how I'm reading it. You can read the PS.
So this person wants to be called Grace.
Very complimentary.
This person wants to be called Grace because their other name that also starts with a G is too common. Is too uncommon.
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Okay, fine.
But the PS was nice.
Yes. That's why they didn't betray her truth. So, Dear Albie, I haven't been catfished, but the are you a catfish? I get the are you a catfish on Bumble a lot. I probably look similar to the picture used to catfish you. Brunette, real eyebrows. Yikes, she's already trying to set up a catfish for us. Even after guys add me on IG and Snap, they still think I'm a catfish. Or they'll say, okay, you're real and we'll talk for a week or two, but then you'll never ask me out. Or my fave, I ask them for coffee and a drink and they say that I'm too forward. Haha, am I missing something? What am I doing wrong? I'm 26. I've been single for almost 5 years. Wanted to get comfortable with what I have to bring to the table. I want to get out there, but these guys don't think I am a real. LOL, help. Best. I guess Grace. Here's the thing about Grace. She never used the name she asked me not to use. So all that confusion was for nothing.
She said, just call me Grace. Like
she said, just call me Grace. Don't call me blank. She doesn't call herself blank at any point in email. Now I want to betray her trust again.
No, she might have just forgotten while she was writing. They might be nervous writing these things to you, Chris. Break them down a little too hard.
That's a little weird. But anyway, there's probably something catfishy. She's not offering any. And Abby would probably say, what are they looking at? I'm only getting your side of
you know what? You know what? You know what's funny? I have a hard time. I don't think she's doing anything wrong, but for a guy to say, like, I've always had this theory in dating where if someone's into you, it's kind of like a decision you make internally. Obviously, it's not spoken. There's almost nothing you can say to make them change their mind in that moment. And especially for a guy, you're coming off too forward is not going to be what they say. So I think for me, you know what you're looking for. Know what you want to find. I mean, however you're doing this on dating apps, this, that, and the other.
She's got to be doing something weird, though, if people think she's fake, right?
I don't – well, for somebody to think she's fake doesn't make a ton of sense because if you've got ways to verify it
– Well, let me ask you this. What are the telltale signs that you're being catfished as someone that's you smoked one out. So what are – not your specific example, but what are things that you would see – that maybe raise flags to you.
So 100% of the time, if I feel like I'm ever getting catfished or in my whole life before this, been catfished on social media, I have not responded 100% of the time. The only reason this latest person got a response was it was a text message. But for me, like if somebody's got like, not a ton of posts or they're not really, engaging with followers that are on there. People are not commenting back and forth or whatever. Like, if you're getting pictures from certain angles type of thing. I mean, like, maybe you're, like, kind of at that point you think maybe someone's stealing stuff. There's not a picture that they're not getting tagged by friends and everything. I don't think that sounds like that's what's happening here, though. For whatever reason, she's talking to these guys. If they think that she's catfishing them, there's – for whatever reason it is, maybe they think like, she's using pictures that like, this girl's really, really pretty and they just want to be totally sure for some reason. Like, I don't know why that would happen.
It's interesting she didn't send a link.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you be like, hey, Chris, does this look like a fake account to you?
Sounds like a catfish to me, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Well, why would they write in?
And why would you use a fake name for your real name on top of the fake name that she would have had to make?
Because we're trying to make sense of something that an insane person is doing.
Well, I mean, I don't think she's insane.
I don't think she's insane, but if you're a catfish, if you have an account, an Instagram account that isn't yours, you're a crazy person.
Well, I think if these guys are seeing pictures that they feel like they have to question whether or not she's a catfish, to me it would lend myself to believe like these guys, for whatever reason, have,
We do too much catfish stuff on this show. Tracy wrote us an email. You guys know Tracy, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Her name is Tracy. She's from Colorado. Dear Albie and Chris, excellent podcast. Really fun to listen to. I really like when people say that.
Yeah, but you don't want everyone starting off with that. It just won't seem genuine anymore.
Yeah. Also, Chris, love Venmoing you at ChrisManz08. That's weird that you wrote that. So, my question is this. I don't have any Venmo shout-outs today, by the way, guys. I don't have any to give. So you guys are clear on that.
It makes me happy.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Oh, you mean shouting out to the people who donated?
Yeah.
Not bringing it up.
No, I already brought it up, but right. I don't have. I'm bringing up the idea that other people haven't Venmo'd me for a week, so I don't have anyone to shout out.
All right.
So, my question is this: after listening to the Housewives episode, it seems as if lots of great things have come out of your involvement of the show, but there's been some bad that came along with that show as well. Example: relationship strained, possibly your mom and her sister Dina, Jacqueline and Teresa. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Was the negative that came out of worth the positive gains? Yeah.
Yes. Because at the end of the day, if the relationships that went bad, in my opinion, were probably going to do that anyway. We always say that the exposure from the show didn't change people. It made them who they really were faster.
And let's make it pretty clear. We were casted on this show because we're a dysfunctional family. So it's not that these fights wouldn't have happened. We were casted on this show because they're like, oh, look at these combustible elements. Let's put them all together.
Well, they were definitely,
it wasn't like, oh, wow, I can't believe this happened. Well, of course everyone isn't talking because of this show, because that's the purpose of the show.
There's also, like, no, there are things that happen as a result of the show. Because there are elements, like, they're the type of people certain people were anyway, okay, who they were at their heart and whatever, was going to change with the fame aspect of it and make them.
I would say if you go into a reality TV show and you leave surprised that relationships were ruined because of it, or in the process of it, maybe not because of it, I would say you should talk to a football player that's surprised that he got concussions after he retired. It's a part of the job, and it's a part of the reason that you're there.
Well, do you think it changed us? Immediate family, okay? Did a reality show, Man's Up with Children.
It worked for us. It made us closer.
Right. So, like, then the premise is kind of – I think you have to be built that way because you're looking at a family in that case or even, like, let's say, you know, a number of other ones that are on TV. Look at the Grizzlies, for example, okay? That seems to get along.
What did you just turn them into?
The Grizzlies.
Are they a pack of bears?
No, don't they get along really well?
But are the Grizzlies?
Yeah, the Grizzlies.
I thought Chrisley was the guy's name.
It's Chrisley. Yeah, you're giving it a Z.
All right, whatever.
The Grizzlies. like one Chris, Savannah's bed is too big.
They seem to get along.
The other one is too small. Like, and the other one is
Alaskan,
just right.
The Alaskan bush people seem to get along. You see all this stuff. Like, there are people that I think if you have a solid family unit and you're good at your core, you're not going to change via the fame aspect of things. But if you're a different type of a person, you're going to be susceptible to it. And I think that's what happens. Well, just sped it up.
Not to sound all aw shucks and poor me, but not for nothing. But if we were casted because of our great family dynamic and that was something that this network and show like, we would probably still be on TV.
No.
So if we were more
that's not my point.
Confrontational at our core, I think it would serve the Masters a little better and we would probably be still involved. Well, we were different kind of people.
Well, those are things we know for a fact.
But that's basically what I'm getting at is that's why I'm not surprised at all that relationships are strained because the only way we could have stayed on TV is if we were worse. If we went further in that.
Let me ask you a question. Honest question. Before we got on that television the very, very first time, could you have predicted the people that we would have been stopped talking to? We wouldn't have been talking to anymore 5 years later.
Yeah.
That's exactly my point.
And like you talk about, oh, what's your mom's relationship with Teresa? Prior to, I don't know what it's like, honestly, because we don't talk about it at all. Not even in the sense of it's not something we talk about in our house. It's 6 years old to us.
Yeah, we don't care.
It's very old news for us. But so I don't know the relationship between them. I'm sure they would say hi if they saw each other, but that was the relationship pre-show.
Yeah.
Pre-show, my mom would see Teresa. Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Good to see you. And keep moving. Yeah. You know, she was my mom. She was my aunt's friend, and then they were kind of course, the show ropes them into being around each other a little bit more. But the truth is, like, nothing is scripted. I don't want to say anything's fake on reality TV. I'm not saying that. But the amount of lunches that my mom would have had with Teresa is significantly higher than it was originally. You know what I'm saying? My mom doesn't typically go to Italian restaurants and scream at Danielle Staub. It's just something that the show brought that moment to life. So when you say, oh, your relationship's strained, no, that is the relationship beginning to end. It started and ended strained. It was never like they had such a great serendipitous thing. My mom wasn't in love with Danielle Staub and Teresa before the show started and the cameras ruined it. It's like, that's just what happened.
I think, you know, what's really great about it, I think, and this is what I think some people liked, is mom was never going to be the person that said, oh, hey, we're on a TV show. Everyone's watching it. Everybody likes it. So all of my issues with you guys are going to go away so we can keep this coming and be on TV because I think I'm so fabulous.
Which, by the way, they should have done because we'd all be laughing at the bank right now.
Well, that's what. But you know what, though? Would they? Because I think when you keep it real is when you get the best stuff. And mom was always the type of person that she was going to always tell the truth.
Someone's got to be doing it right.
She ran from nothing.
Someone's got to be out there doing it right in reality TV, completely full of shit, acting like they hate each other and just caking.
No, I'm sure at some point. But like the thing is,
I don't know who, but it's got to be somebody.
And if
they could do it, we could do it.
But I think, you know, I can't really speak to other networks and other shows, but like I just know on the stuff that we were exposed to, I wouldn't do anything differently. Would you do things differently?
I don't think. I mean, I would have probably done things differently in the sense of, like, privately. I would have done things in my own life while we had that platform that I probably would have done differently.
That makes sense.
But,
yeah.
Like, what I said and did on camera and for, like, personal relationships, no. I don't feel like I've missed or gained anything because of the show. I just think it's something that was just really cool to do, interesting to do. I think it's just, you know, very few people in the world have ever done something that we did, and it's cool to talk about and have, but when it's done, and you have to kind of know that, I think, as I say in the podcast, that we are going off of fans from that show. When it's done, right. I say on the podcast 8 years later.
Now give me another Housewives question.
Yeah, right? Well, look, we appreciate you guys writing in. We answer what they write in, man. Okay, but this is a good little one on the cuff. Good time. We appreciate everybody writing in. DearAlbumMailbag@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe, rate us 5 stars. Tell your friends, guys.
I got one more.
Oh, wow. All
right. From Kat.
Okay.
Hey, Kat. Hi, guys. This is my kind of email. Hi, guys. I don't need any advice or anything. I just wanted to share that this with you. I currently live in Japan, and I was walking around the Shinjuku area of Tokyo. I had no problem with that. Just words.
How'd that happen?
All types of issues with. The Shinjuku area of Tokyo. Recently saw this, and it made me smile. Hope all is well. Loving the podcast. Best of luck. She attached a picture of a place called Manzo.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That is really cool.
That's really cool.
Kat, if you're still listening, please steal that sign for me.
Send that
or
over.
Or get me a menu. If you can get us a menu from there and mail it to us.
That'd be cool.
I'll Venmo you.
All that money you got from Venmo goes right to Kat for the postage.
I will give you $32.17 out of my Venmo.
Is that the running? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're at $32 right now. A couple, give or take on the 17.
That is just, I didn't want to talk about it.
Hey guys. Robert.
Guys, we're going to run before you get to plug it again. Daryl, I'll be mailed back at gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to catch you later.
This man's awake.